Everyone, and I mean everyone, has a purpose on this earth. So I'm talking to you listening to this. You have a purpose on this earth. Allah the Creator does not make mistakes. So for you to be in this universe, there's a reason. Therefore, you're not a mistake. So many people say they can't find their life purpose. They can't seem to figure out their assignment on earth. Well, the problem is, people think their life purpose is something they need to find, like a needle in a haystack or a math problem you can solve to figure the answer out. Hello and welcome to the second episode of the Taking Charge of Your Life podcast. I'm Abdulmumini Hikmat and today I'm going to help you unveil your purpose. For you to unveil your purpose, it is easier to know your passion because they are very, very interrelated. Please note that your purpose is your what is my uniqueness, your why am I here on this earth, and you don't have to earn money from it, although some people's purpose earn them money, while some won't even earn a penny. So I'm going to be giving you 5 simple tips for you to practice so you can unveil that God-given purpose. The first tip is to explore, explore, and explore if you don't know what your passion is, because your purpose comes from your passion, as I've said earlier. And if you don't know what your passion is, I say, because I feel that deep down inside of us, we know what we love doing. There's some people who try to hide what they love doing simply because it doesn't fit into the society's mentality. Let's say, for instance, a guy likes cooking or has passion for cooking, but because society thinks women should be the one to do that, the guy tries to hide it to avoid societal judgment. So if you fall into this category, try to own up to your passion, no matter how silly others think it is. If you can't seem to figure out what you have passion for, you're not going to figure it out by laying on your bed, sitting on your couch, watching TV. You have to get up, go out and try different things until you find that thing you want to come back to and engage in over and over and over again. The second tip is to understand what makes time flies for you. Observe that one thing that when you start doing, you forget to eat lunch or use the bathroom, check your phone. Then before you know it, it's already 6 p.m. Then you begin to ask yourself, where the time go? That's a good indication that you really like this thing. I advise you to make a list of things that come to your mind. The third tip is to ask yourself the $1 million question. What is the $1 million question? Ask yourself, if I had $1 million or more, or I just won a lottery, what will I do? Of course, you want to travel the world, go on vacation, pay your debts, buy a house for your mom or dad, or both, buy the house and cars of your dreams, and the list goes on. But as you may had enough money to pay off for all these things and it still remained in abundance, what would you do next? Most people hate their life so much that they just want to escape. The house, car, and vacation are just cravings because you don't have it yet. After you've satisfied your cravings and escaped to a new life, what next? Be sure to write a list of things that come to your mind. It is very, very good to write things down so you don't forget. The fourth tip is to write a letter to yourself. It is really funny, but I've tried this tip and it worked for me. Write a letter from yourself in the future, say the year 2035, that's 15 years from now, telling your present self what is happening in your world, what you've done and what you're presently doing and what you plan to do also. Just try this tip and your purpose will become a bit clearer to you. The fifth and final tip is to ask the hospital bed question. Imagine you're in the hospital bed and the doctor comes in to say, "Madam, sir, you've got just 5 days to live. What would you do more of before you finally die?" It could be that you want to become a better child to your parents or better parent to your children. You want to put a smile on people's faces and so on. Now come out of your imagination and focus on things that come to your mind. By now, I think you should know that your purpose is not hiding. It is just waiting for you to be more present and conscious. It can't be discovered by using the brain power, so don't overthink it. It can only come through your heart. You need to be conscious and live in the moment. Give your full attention to each moment, and soon you will understand what your purpose is. Don't rush it and don't stress over it. If it's cooking, standing up for injustice, being a great parent for you, do it, but do it with presence. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't have to be big. It doesn't have to fit into what society thinks, as long as you know it is right for you. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day or a good night.